We're on Lamed Tesem and Aleph and Brachos. So about 10 lines down. Nimikatanoi. Let's say we have a machlok tanoi merid. Hanu trei tamidit have yasa kavidar bar kapara. There were two tamidin that sat in front of bar kapara. Have you lived in a kruv with moskin or pragios? They brought in front of them cabbage and then this prunes type of dish. And pragios, these tiny little chicks. Like the little chicken things. Nesabar kapara rishos lachem yam mevarech. He gave permission to one of them to make a bracha. Kavitz varech al pragios. So he made a bracha on the prunes, on the little chicken things. They live chavero. His friend laughed at him. Caused bar kapara. Bar kapara got really angry. I'm a loam of varech and he calls. I'm not angry at the person who made the bracha. I'm angry at the person who made fun of him. If your friend was so happy to eat some meat, like he never tasted meat before in his life, what are you laughing at him for? And then he said, you know what? I'm not angry at the person who laughed at him. I'm angry at the person who made the bracha. If there's no chachma here, there should be a zekena in kan. Is there no elderliness here? Why didn't you ask me what bracha you should have made first? Which one was the more chashev thing out of the crew, the dromaskin and the pragis? Should have asked me. Both of them, because he got angry at them, bar kapara, they didn't live out their year. My love, what's the argument over here? The guy who made the bracha thought that roasted vegetables as well as pragios, these little chickens, are both shakels. Therefore, you go with the one that you think is better, a malagla. The one who was making fun of it thought shlakos bari pir adama. That shlaka is those bari pir adama and pragos shakol nivaro, and the chickens ashakol nivaro hilka pera adiv, and therefore the fruit is better because it's adama before shakol lo. Everybody agrees with shakol nivaro, which is interesting because we said it above that it's going to be adama. Here's what they're arguing about. Marsavar chal adiv, marsavar kruv adiv design. One says that chaviv is better, that's why he made it in the pragos. The other one said that the cabbage is better because it's more zayin, it fills you up more. I'm Rizerik, you're going to be Ravuna. Observe when we were by the basement of Ravuna Amarlan, Hanagar leaded lifted up Parmino Parima Rabba, these types of little pieces of turnips. If you cut them into large pieces, Bray Priadam, Primazuta, small pieces, Shakol Nibidvaro. He also made Ravuna when we came to the basement of Ravuna Amarlan, Idi Bray Priadam, the Bray Priadam, hide the Parmino Tve, the reason why we made them such big pieces, Kikanam Tikatam, is to become more sweet. Amaravash Gavina Birkana, we were by the basement of Ravkana, Amarlan Tavshila, the Selka, the Lomavshiba Kimcha. If you have this Tavshil made of spinach that doesn't have a lot of flour, Bray Priadam, then it's Bray Priadam because the spinash is the lifta. Made with turnips, mashabal kim chatve. They put in a lot of flour, then bread made with the make bread of haldomar. Eat be bread piradama. Really, both of them are piradama. Hide the shoddy by kim chatve. The reason why they put in flour, lead vuki ba almavdila. They do it just to stick things together. So if flour is not brought in for taste at all, it's only doing in order to keep stuff together, then you'd only make whatever the other bracha is, but not a brain memory zone. It's omer chista. Tavshol shol trodin, if it's the cooked food made of beets. Yafa liv tov l'naim. It's good for the heart. It's beautiful for the heart, and it's good for the eyes. Kosh gan liv l'naim, even better for the stomach. Omer avay vudi yasa be tafi. That's only if it's by the oven. Vavay toch toch, and it's doing like this little sound, like it's on top. Omer pab shitali. It's obvious to me, said the Rav. Ma'ida selka kizalka. Beets cooked in water has the status of like the beets themselves, and therefore you make a whatever it is, adama. Might have lifted lift, and so too by turnips. Might have kulashalki, by all roasted vegetables, kulashalki, and therefore these soups that you make with vegetables in it should always be the bracha of the vegetables that you put in and not the soup. By Rapapa Mai the Shibta Mai. What if it's dill water? Is it made to sweeten the taste? Or maybe you're doing it to get rid of maybe the filth that's on top of it. What exactly are you doing it for? Toshma, Hashabis, Mishin Nelson Tabagadera, Shabbos, which is a type of spice. Once it puts some type of taste in the Kadera that's any about Mishum Truma, there's no issue of Truma. It's not Matame. Tumas Ochlin, because it's already part of the new dish of whatever it's part. Shmamina, Lumtuki Tama Avdila, Shmamina. We see it's a spice, it's only making taste, and therefore, because of that, you're not going to make an actual bracha on it because it's not a yikar Shmamina. Amr Kibrashi, Pas Tsnuma Bikara, croutons. You haven't set a plate, Mavorkan Lamoti, you can make a moti on them. Pligid Rachid, Amrachia, Tarshatikla, Bracha, Mapas. Right, he says that the Birkhsan Moti has to be a real piece of bread and not just these little crouton things. But that's what he says over here. Maskala Rava, Maishna Tsnuma Delo. Why are the croutons not considered? Because when you're making the bracha, it should be on a piece of bread, right? That's the reason why. And the bread also, you're doing it on a piece of bread. It should be the exact same way. So it says, on Lama Tesla Mabez, we say, Lama Rava, Mevarach HaKapotzea. So it says, Rava, you should make the bracha, and then afterward, cut V'gomer Kol HaBracha, and then afterward, separate the prusas, etc., so that the pas, the bracha, can be made on a big piece of bread, and that's what you'd end up doing over here. So, either way, so what ends up being over here is like this. So, pas, Tsenuma Bika'ara. So it was really dried. You put it in a ka'ara in order to soak down, and it made it into, like, these croutons that you have inside there. You would still make a hamotzi on it. But That's not like Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya says you got to say it while the bracha is still being made before you start cutting it right over there. So we say, well, there's a reason why you couldn't do it, says Rava, because the tenuma, you're not making on the right part, right? So meaning normally you would make it with something that's going to be a full thing of bread and then you cut it afterward. You just can't do that. That's what Rava says. First make the bracha and then afterward cut it. Now, doy avdik Rav Chiya, but Rabbanon avdik Rava. Then our doy held like Rav Chiya. The Rabbanon did like Rava. Amar Avina, Amar Liyem, Avuch avdik Rav Chiya. Your father used to do like Rav Chiya. Then Rav Chiya, Tzor Shetik Lav Racham Yalpas. You should make the bracha when it's a full piece of bread, and then cut it afterward. Rabbanon avdik Rava. Because the Rava domar varach achach votzea. First make the bracha, and then afterward, and then you make the bracha, and then afterward you split up the bread, and that's the best way to be able to do it, right? And that's how we do it nowadays on Friday nights. We usually take the whole breads and then we split it, right? But we make the bracha first on whole breads, and then afterward we cut it. Two dots. About five lines down on Lamed Ches, on Lamed Ches on Vez. Let's say they brought in front of them pieces of bread and full things of bread. You can make the bracha on the small pieces. You could do that. And even if they're, especially if they're bigger than the Shleiman, and that potters everything else, even the full piece of Rabbi Yochanan, no, Shleiman Mitzvah Nemochor. It's always better to do it on the full thing of bread. But if you have pieces from wheat and full from barley, everybody who's going to make a bracha on the piece of wheat and a potter is a shlomish sorin, because wheat is always better than sorin. Wheat is always better than the barley. If you're going to take truma, take it from a small whole onion, but not from half of a big onion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loki Elikhatzi Batul Gadol. No, it's better to have half of the big onion. It depends on which one is more chashuv. That's half of the Batul Gadol. Marsav Shalom, if it's better to have a whole, even though it's small. No. Where there's a Kohen, everybody agrees that the Chashav one is better. Keep looking at it like a Kohen. The difference is, the Machlokas is, and there's no coin around, and you have to get rid of it. So not come coin to in the, then you get truma off the best one. But if there's no coin to in the sky, then take truma off of whatever is going to last longer, and that's the whole one, because you'll be able to keep it until you can get a coin by you. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You always do it from the yafa, even if there's no coin, because hopefully a coin will come by soon. A Yerushalayim will do both. Manu, who is that? Marbei Ravino. He put the piece of bread inside the whole bread, or put it right by it, and made a bracha that way, started cutting that way. Tana commented to Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, Menecha Brus V'Chasham Boseh Mavarech. Atana learned in front of him, he said, yeah, put the sliced bread by the whole bread and cut it that way and make the bracha that way. What's your name? Amalei Shalman. You are full of peace and you are filled with your Mishnayos. You made Shalom between the Talmidim, and that way everything is good. Put the Prusa within the Shalom. Everybody is on Pesach. For sure you can do that. We take the half, you know, the stuff that you already took the Tzafun out of, that little bit of the matzah that you have of the one of them, and take it on the other one, and you do it that way. My time of Lechem Oni Ksiv, because it's supposed to be Lechem Oni, so it's supposed to be poor man's bread, and poor man's bread have pieces. So on Shabbos, the chayv is supposed to be potzeah with two loaves of bread. My time, I lech a mishnah ksiv. So you got to have both loaves of bread. I'm Rashi, cousin Lurakana, Nakitartu Batzachada. I saw him take two and split one. Reserve of Batzachulisha Rusa and Rebbe Zera, he used to cut a Kulisha Rusa with whole pieces, right? Prusa Gedoylo Shedelacholosud of Shabbos. He had one like big piece, he would cut one big piece. I'm a little Rashi, welcome as Chazak Rav Zanusa. Ravina said to Rashi, but that looks like he's a hungry man. Looks like he's starving, and that's gluttonous. How could Rebbe Zera do it? He came to call Yuman Lukavadachi, since he doesn't do that any other day of the week. Kavi is only doing it now. Let me chazak Rav Zanusa. It doesn't look that way. Ravam Ravasi, Kavim Mishamalu Rifted Aruva. When they came upon bread of an eruv, Mevorchen Leam Motzil Lachemenaros. They made a bracha of Motzil Lachemenaros. I'm going to hold you. Sabbe Mitzvah Chada and Avbe Mitzvah Chuina. Listen, if we're going to do one mitzvah with it, we did an eruv with it, an eruv Tachum and a eruv Tavshil, whatever it is, right? Avbe Mitzvah Chuisi. Let's do another mitzvah with it, and we'll use it for our regular bread. So we say on the top of Memo Dal from Rav, Tol Baruch. If a guy says, make a bracha, in a circle of baruch, you don't need to make the bracha, meaning for Botzea, Kodim Shetamim Prusa, before he ate from the Prusa itself, he cut from it, Vahoshalim Yishatzol, and he passed it by to somebody who was there. I'm like, Tomi Prusa's a bracha, take from this piece that's a bracha itself, off of Yishatzol, even though he talked, in Tark Lachzol of Baruch, right? Even though Sicha talking normally is a hefsek over here, something to fill in the filling, right? Neither way, but this is needed. So if a guy says, Tol Baruch before he eats, you don't need to make the bracha. And Havim Elachavi Liftan, bring salt, bring a condiment of some sort, tzarich levarach, then you should make a brand new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afilu avil melech, afilu lift anami, and tzarich levarach. You don't have to do it. Gavolaturi, gavolaturi. If a guy says, after he made hamotzi, he said, oh, we have to get the oats for the oxen, oats for the oxen, tzarich levarach, you got to make another bracha. Rishish Amar, afilu gavolaturi, anami, and tzarich levarach. No, that's part of the meal. Amar Avino Marav, also lam sheyochol konushi tamachol lebhemto. It's also for a person to eat before he gives food to his animals. I gave the grass of the fields to your animals, and then afterward you got to eat and you satisfied yourself. That brings us up to the two dots over here, and therefore you're allowed to say those types of things if you need to after you made the bracha of amotzi before you ate, right, in order to make sure that's there. That's a mem amud aleph, and we'll stop right there.